Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
As I said before, I don't want to deal with no absurd. I'm dealing with insane, crazy people outside my doors or windows that I come across. And I'm going to tell you, this is a fact. So if anyone disagree with me, we'll know that it is not false, you know. I had some people talk about Tammy or Frida or Shanana Williams or Damon. Listen, I think they were referring to childhood in the past, you know. I don't want to deal with anybody from childhood who I do not socialize with now. That's a long time ago. That's the 20th century. You have to move on. If these people, because I told my sister, you know, it's like, if these people are from Buffalo and they come over here to 2022 talking outside about what happened in 1987 or Hutch Tech High School, they need to seek a psychiatrist. First of all, I don't want to hear about Hutch Tech High School. I did not graduate. That's in the past. That's over. I don't want to talk about anybody. I don't want to deal with anybody from that era. I did not graduate from Hutch Tech High School. I did get my high school diploma, and I moved on eventually, you know. I don't want to hear about somebody mentioning Erica Williams or Tamara Free. I mean, that's crazy. And these people are on the East Coast. East Coast, somewhere in a different state or whatever, or maybe they're from Erie County. Or even people from that I did directly encounter when I was 18, 19, before I came to California. I don't want to talk about that either. That's crazy to talk about something that happened a very, very long time ago. Okay? If they are somebody who I knew, I'm saying that because I look at them in the car and I'm like, they look familiar, whatever. If they are people from the East Coast and they're from Buffalo or they're from that, if they grew up with them, and they don't talk to me, they don't come, you know, or anything. They just drive around the car. They need to keep away. Something wrong with them mentally. They need to go see a psychiatrist. She should not be talking about what happened in childhood or high school, especially at this time. This is 2022. This is the present. Need to go. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with somebody who needs a psychiatrist. That's crazy. I don't, you know, believe me, that's crazy. I'm already a high school graduate. I'm a college graduate. I mean, you have to move on. You know, I dealt with people who got some serious mental problems, you know. The only thing that makes common sense, if I dealt with these people directly, if I saw them and they said hello or something, or, I mean, these are people who I haven't seen in years, and then that's a different story. And then I say, oh, hello, or I don't want to talk to you, or whatever. Or if I did hang out with them now in 2022, that would be different. This is not 1990. This is not 2001. I mean, you have to move on. I suggest if they did come out here from Buffalo, from my hometown, you know, saying crazy things like, oh, he's so brave, or I've been living out here a long time. I own my own home. I don't want to hear no insanity. Go to a psychiatrist, okay? I don't want to deal with people like this anyway. Again, as I said in the previous podcast, who wants to deal with people in their high school? That's a whole totally different time. And for me, that was a very hard time. I don't deal with people from that I haven't seen in years, and nobody does. Nobody deals with people in their high school growing up. You move on. Sometimes we have very good close friends, a few. I did not have no close friends, so I don't deal with it. I don't want to. It's not a good time for me. It's time, you know, move on. You got some psychiatric treatment. I mean, coming out here, talking about something that happened a long time ago, I was not their friend. Even if I was a high school student with them or grammar school, I was not their friend. So they need to keep away. If, you know, that's applicable, because I look at them in the car or, you know, again, as I said before, absurdity and sanity I have dealt with a lot. I know people miss the past or whatever, or talk about it or whatever. It doesn't pertain to me. It pertains to me as I'm in California, 2022. I'm an artist. I've been a musician a long time. And I talk to and I deal with people who I know directly. Only thing I would deal with in my past is my family. That's the biological family, my mother, my sisters. That's it. Everything else doesn't matter. It's blurred. It's over. It's over forever. Only thing is, there's no rationality to talk about or to think about what happened in the past or to talk about people in my childhood because I'm not their friend. I'll never see them again. I did not befriend them. I was forced to go to that college or high school. I was forced to be in that group home or whatever. I mean, I had to leave home, you know. I had a bad childhood. And having a bad childhood means that that era is obsolete, erased permanently. But only rationality in this, unless I deal with them directly, I talk to them directly, I socialize with them directly. If I don't see them or talk to them, then those names should not matter. And I'm wondering what they're doing out here. I mean, at least people coming out here for that. Because they shouldn't. Buffalo, the childhood is over. That's a long time ago. You better move on. How old are they? They better go, you know, to even mention high school. I already graduated from high school. I mean, I'm already a college graduate. That's even higher than a high school. I mean, why did they mention something that people have, I don't even hardly know these people. They was not my friends. So I leave it there. I like to talk about, you know, when you talk about something in the past, my childhood, maybe something in my family, or I like to talk about something just like history, like the French Revolution, or maybe birthdays, or maybe something of significance. And there were some significance for me in a negative way that I need to forget about. I mean, again, if I dealt with these people directly, and I socialized with them, and I talked to them directly, I was their friend, then that would make sense. If I don't talk to them or know them or haven't seen them since that time, they're not my friends, they're strangers. You have to move on. Move on. Why are these people saying stuff that don't make pertain to reality? This is 2022. This ain't the 20th century. This ain't 1990, 1988. That's a long time ago, and that has nothing to do with 2022, believe me. Just like I talk about all the other crazy stuff about these people, or the evil people wanting me to do this, and you know, again, I dealt with absurdity and insanity a lot, and I talk about it on my podcast because I can't believe I'm addressing or talking about something that doesn't have that I shouldn't be talking about. I want to talk about my music, you know, because at that time, I will say about in childhood time or when I was, it was trauma, and I had to write a song about it. It's an era to forget about, you know, trauma. I had bad experiences like this song. Let me some of my legacy songs, the Beyond album. You can check that out on Amazon. You can check that out on Spotify. It's all over. Please listen to it. Keep an open mind and listen to it, because that's what I remember during that time. That's why I want to forget. I want to forget the negativity. I written that song because it was just about a time of trauma, you know, bad experiences that eroded from what I was. It made things worse, but then I became a singer-songwriter because of it. Because it were, you know, to deal with the trauma that I experienced. So it was just came from the heart. I wanted to be in the industry, but the industry was like, they rejected that song. You know, it's like, they thought maybe it's too sad. You know, a lot of rock and rollers write stuff like that. You know, you listen to the grunge, but the grunge was popular, in, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. But I wrote a lot of songs, you know, a lot of rock and roll songs deal with issues like trauma. So it's a good song. I wrote it. But if, you know, that's what I remember, so I don't want to think about those days. Trauma, a weird kind of feeling. So it was a bad experience, it's left and right. So it's not something I think about. I want to heal. I want to move on. Life changes, move on. I'm an adult. I'm not a child. I don't want to deal with anything like that, because if I, it would, you know, something, you know, when somebody says something that happened back in those days, I don't talk to them. Something cognitively is not right there. You got, you know, they need to get some treatment or something. This is 2022. We're not living 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. That's over forever. That's a very long time. We should not be discussing something in the late 20th century. Unless, again, unless I was dealing with them directly, rational, it would make sense if I knew them directly and I talked to them and then I'm like, okay, then that makes sense. But I ain't socializing with these people. I don't know why they would mention that. That's absurd. Now, they came out to L.A., which I suspect these people came out, and I don't know why or what. I'm not hanging out with them. It's like a stranger. It's like you haven't seen somebody in years. And then, I don't know. They should not be saying stuff like, at me like that, you know, saying, I mean, God, that's so unique. I mean, that's so weird. That's whacked. Oh, God. Believe me, I don't want to talk about something in high school. High school is passe, and they need to move on. Okay. Again, I like to deal with rational things and things that make sense to me. You know, I talk to someone directly. Somebody, something about what's going on in the present, some whatever, but I talk to them. I know them directly. I socialize with them. That's I'm talking to someone who's a stranger. No. I don't know. They got some weird people in this world. Some people need treatment mentally. I realize that a lot of people like to stay stuck in the past. They like to believe what they believe from their background, how they grew up. That's why, you know, that's fine, but the truth is, I can't talk about what happened because that's, you know, things always change for the better. Things going to always change. We're never going to go back to when we grew up. You know. You know, things can always change. The progression, things change. So we have to keep up with what's going on now, the present. So I have to think about what's going on present. I like to think about so directly with people who talk about what's going on in the present. 2022, and that's it. Now, in the past, yeah, but if I knew them directly, but no. I can't deal with something absurd. I mean, I had to stay healthy mentally. And I am, always will be, because I dealt with this a lot in my life. Unfortunately, I had the bad karma of dealing with things that just don't make sense or whacked or crazy. But it gave me a knowledge about it to stay away from it. Because I had to deal with 2022. Stay healthy and move on. Regardless of what happens, good or bad, it's about 2022. And what I'm thinking about is trying to do my music, happy, the respect for marriage, the act of the past, keep doing what I need to do, doing my podcast, or, you know, keep living my life. I own my business. You know, do things to progress in the year 2022 the best I can. Because we can't worry about the past. The past is over. We can't stay stuck in the past. That's why I don't believe in any kind of philosophy that says stuck in the past. It's about where you're going, because past is transcendent. It's on the lower, it's gone forever. It's about the present. Because sooner or later, on a natural situation, we are going to, you know, we're all born and we all die naturally. So when I get older and older and older, I'm trying to do the best I can, because eventually, naturally, at an old age, hopefully, I'm going to leave this planet and be gone forever. So because life is so fragile and uncertain, I cannot think about what happened in the past, because the past doesn't pertain to, especially high school. I'm changing now because I already graduated high school. It should not be talked about, especially someone who's a stranger or somebody I don't even talk to. That don't make sense. Move on. I had to talk about 2022. Go for dreams. And to all of you, stay healthy. Hang around healthy people like me. Stay away from dream killers and negativity. I'm dealing with dream killers, and I have to stay away from them. I had to continue to go for my dream. You go for your dream. Be positive. We should not, you know, nobody should be dealing with something that's absurd. Good day, good night from Dove Night.